Hi. So we've been doing the devotions. We've said, come to Jesus, abide or stay in Jesus, get away with Jesus, and now enter his rest. We don't enter his rest by earning it. It's already done. We rest in the sure knowledge of his love and devotion to us. In Hebrews, we warned in many places about not getting hardened hearts. We told the Israelites didn't enter God's rest because of their hard hearts, because of their rebellion, because of their disobedience, and because they didn't mix what they heard with faith. And Hebrews 4:11 admonishes us, let us therefore be zealous and exert ourselves and strive diligently to enter his rest, to know and experience it for ourselves, so no one may fall or perish by the same kind of unbelief and disobedience into which those in the wilderness fell. So how do we enter that rest? Jesus says, I'll show you how. He says in Hebrews 4:16, let us then fearlessly and confidently and boldly come to his throne of grace. Grace is God's unmerited favor to us sinners, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in good time for every need. There's nothing passive about rest. We're inclined to think of rest where we just lie around and do nothing. No, we strive diligently to enter into the rest he's already provided for us. I like to think of it like this. I know God loves me. I know that when I'm thankful, I'm in his perfect will. But I also know that I need to strive to enter his rest, that I need to renew my mind and stop myself thinking negatively or religiously with some of the things that we've learned in churches. I need to know that I am entering this rest which he has already provided for me. I love Ephesians 2:10. You are God's workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus for good works, which he prepared beforehand for you to walk in. But listen what it says in Amplified. It says that he has prepared good paths for us, and he says he's prepared a good life for us. And we walk in that good life. And when I look back over my life and I see where God has brought me, I know that I'm his workmanship, that I'm his masterpiece, and so are you. Because that's how we enter his rest, and that's how we learn the unforced rhythms of grace. Because we're resting in him, and because we know that we're highly favored and deeply loved of God.